Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How good are you at catching people doing things right? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to discuss a topic that I believe may be the single most aggravating thing that I hear from team members when I ask them about their supervisor or manager. I hope you didn't miss this statement. Today's topic may be the one issue that causes most employees to say, forget it, and start updating their resume. Do I have your undivided attention yet? I sure hope so, because this is a big deal, especially in today's challenging hiring market. The question I want to address today is this: how good are you at catching people doing things right? Unless you're different than most business owners and senior leaders, the answer to this question is probably something like, I'm better at catching people doing things wrong than I am catching them doing things right. How do I know? Well, it's simple. I talk with a lot of team members, and they all tell me the same thing. No matter how good they are at their job, the majority of employees feel that their immediate supervisor or direct line manager focus way more on the things they get wrong than those things they do well. To drive my point home, let me share a few real life examples. Some time ago, I got a call from an owner of an ice cream and custard shop to ask if I could help them with their business. As I usually do, I suggest we meet in person before starting any kind of coaching relationship. I find that meeting in person helps me make sure that there's a mutual respect and trust that will be needed for there to be an effective coaching relationship. We decided to meet at his office in the custard shop, and I was excited to see the business up close and in person. When I arrived, it became clear that his office was actually a desk that had direct line of sight to the front counter where he could keep an eye on most everyone on his team. His opening comments suggested that he was having a hard time finding and keeping good employees and wanted some ideas on what he should do to find and keep better team members. As we began our discussion, he would raise his hand in a gesture to hold my thoughts as he reacted to something he saw happening at the front counter. It was nearly impossible to have a conversation with him, as about every 30 seconds he interrupted our discussion and shouted to the front things like, Kelly, don't make that customer wait, take their order, and Jimmy, that's too much ice cream on that cone, and where's John? He's supposed to be working the fountain drinks. And why are you guys just standing around? Grab a broom and clean the place. This went on for at least 20 minutes while I tried to get a sense of the business. Then I asked the business owner, how often do you compliment your team for doing a good job? He looked at me with a puzzled look on his face, and I continued, perhaps you should stop barking orders and catching everyone doing things wrong and focus more on building up your employees by catching them doing things right. Then I shared with him these recommendations. Reposition your desk so you're not looking directly at the front desk. Stop criticizing everything that goes on and simply write down things that you need to be addressed or changed. And get a bell and ring it when you catch someone doing something right. I told him I'd be back in a couple of weeks to see how things were going, and then we could decide if we should work together. When I returned, the atmosphere was very different. His team members were smiling, they were having fun, the customers seemed to be enjoying the new upbeat energy, and the business owner was way less stressed out. He shared that everything was going very well and everyone in the business was having more fun as a result. It's amazing what can happen in a short period of time when you focus on what's going right rather than what's going wrong. Here's another. I was meeting with a client recently, and as I usually do, I was asking about how the team was performing. We spent time discussing each team member one by one, and as we did, I made a tick mark on the left side of my notes for every comment that was positive, and a tick mark on the right side of my notes for every comment that was negative. Without even realizing they were doing it, the negative comments outweighed the positive comments by a 4-to-1 margin. Said another way, of 10 comments about the performance of individual team members, 8 were negative and only 2 were positive. I shared with my client what I had recorded, and they were totally surprised. They had no clue they were being so negative. It had just become a habit of focusing on what was going wrong rather than what was going right. They made the commitment to change the way they were thinking and engaging, and before you know it, their team was performing at a higher level because they were feeling supported, not criticized. Here's one last one. I was talking with an employee recently who shared a situation with me that honestly made me want to get in my car and confront their manager directly. This employee had recently been asked to facilitate a big conference for their company. The conference went very well, and as a result, they had received lots of positive feedback from those who attended, both from peers and from senior leaders in the business. As this employee returned from the conference, they were feeling good, filled with self-confidence, and energized with enthusiasm for the company. Their first meeting on returning to their office was their weekly meeting with their direct manager. They went into their meeting fully expecting their manager to share some of the positive messages with them. But rather than spend any time talking about the conference and their key role in its success, their manager instead focused on only those things that they felt were not going well and needed to be fixed. The manager took the wind out of their sails and essentially delivered a gut punch at the very same time that their peers were singing their praises. When I asked, "So what are you going to do?" Their immediate response was, "I'm going to leave and go to work for someone who appreciates my skills, talents, and efforts." Here's the worst part of the situation. Aside from the beating their self-esteem had taken, the senior leaders of this company were blind to the fact that one of their managers was driving their best talent out of the business. As a business coach, this drives me crazy. Great talent is hard to find. And when you have great talent, the last thing you want is for them to be discounted and disenfranchised from the business. But sadly, too many supervisors and direct line managers spend more time trying to fix things that go wrong than they do applauding the things that go right. My sincere hope is that I'm not talking directly to you, but rather simply making you aware of perhaps the most debilitating behavior that anyone in a supervisory or managerial position can do to the employees in any business. If I am talking to you, then this is your wake-up call. To change your focus before your best people disengage and start packing their bags to go to work for a better boss. Remember, employees don't quit companies, they quit their bosses. And I'd suggest that they quit their bosses mainly because their bosses don't appreciate the good they do and far too often focus on the things that go wrong. Don't believe me? Here's a challenge for you. Go ask your team members. Ask them if they think you praise them more than you find fault with them. Even if they don't answer directly, you'll be able to tell by the enthusiasm with which they answer the question. If they hesitate at all before answering, you'll know what the true answer is. Then you can make yourself a sticky note that says, "Catch people doing things right," and stick it beside your computer monitor. If you need some help in this area, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to survey your team and give you some candid feedback on which to base your next decisions. Whatever you do, don't dismiss this one too quickly. Far too often, as managers and business owners, we're blind to the good and laser-focused on the bad. For the sake of building a high-performing team, you've got to adjust your eyesight and your words. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss Team Engagement Level 1. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.